There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Journey is long and the darkness is deep. The tunnel seems unending, and yet there is hope that at the end of the tunnel the light is waiting. The journey has already begun, but at times seems very tough, very difficult. There are no shortcuts. The path is same, challenging, and yet the hope, and yet a feeling that one day we'll reach the destination. In the path of spirituality, you cannot become master in a day. But it seems that to become master is the easiest thing. To become disciple, to become follower, to become a sadhak, to become a seeker is tough. On the surface, it appears that master is doing nothing. And it is the easiest job. Whilst all others are working hard. A person comes to the master and asks, I want to realize the truth, how much time it will take. He says, long time, maybe 10 years. The seeker says, 10 years is a big time, I don't have that much time. I am in hurry. I will work day and night. I'll burn the midnight lamp. I'll not sleep, I will not eat. I'll just devote myself to the purpose. Then how much time I will need? The master says, then 20 years. The disciples, the follower, the seeker asks, then what is easy? To become a disciple or to become a master? And he further asks, okay, what one has to do if one has to become a master? The master says nothing. For becoming master, you don't have to do anything. For becoming a disciple, you have to do so many things. And the seeker says, okay, then I want to become master. But he's forgetting. Master, to become master is the end result of all your efforts. He appears to do nothing. But to do nothing takes great strength. To just sit silently is the greatest miracle. Doing nothing, because we have been habituated to do something. We just can't sit and do nothing. Doing nothing is perhaps the greatest of all the efforts, because we want to do something. Sitting silently and doing nothing. Making the mind still is to become master. A man makes friendship with the owner of the orchestra. He is a half-witted man. And one day he says to the friend, I want to join your orchestra. The owner says, oh, so you know music? I didn't know that. Which instrument you can play? The man says, I do not know music. Rather, I don't know a single word about music or song. But I can see there is one who has a stick and he keeps on waving it, doing nothing. I can become that. Because that thing I can do. Because that involves doing nothing. On the surface, it appears that that man is not doing anything. But that is the hardest of all tasks. Our mind seeks the path of least resistance. The mind wants no effort, but the highest destination involves highest efforts. The surgeon comes singing into the operation theater. Easy, happy-go-lucky. Everything is ready, he comes and operates, sings and goes away. It appears that he is doing nothing. He is just enjoying and getting paid for just singing. But his is the hardest task. Before you come to the point of no mind, before you come to the point of doing nothing, before you come to the point of sitting still, you have to go through turbulence. Then only you arrive, otherwise not. So there is always an eagerness, always an enthusiasm to reach the top. But it will not come in two ticks. It takes effort. It takes a lot of patience. We often heard this song in Murli. Dheeraj, dhar. And yet the mind says, I hardly can't wait. Patience. Infinite patience is needed in the path of spirituality. A patient that needs no ending, that knows no ending. The journey is begun. Now there is a long waiting period before you reach the destination. The journey of conquering each passion, the journey of conquering each desire, the journey of conquering each vice, the journey of rediscovering yourself. It's a long drawn out journey. Patients are of two types. What they can be? Two types of patients. Dheeraj. What they can be? Yes. Patience. Dheeraj. There are two types of patience. One which is never ending. Another which ends. What else? You know Baba, what Baba does? He keeps on dividing things and presenting new classifications in every Murli. Two types of this and three types of that. Four types of this and five types of that. When you classify, the mind gets time to think, to churn. So what could be the two types of patients? Or rather, what could be the types of patients? Yeah. Short patients and long patients. Yesterday also Baba divided. He said, one is sada, always, and another is sometimes. And Baba doesn't like the word sometimes. If you want to become intense effort maker, you should have remove from your dictionary the word sometimes. You should be happy all the time. The happiness should reflect on your face. Your face should reveal the happiness. Your face should reveal the Father. Because the world is in sorrow. The world is in suffering, and the suffering and the sorrow and the pain and the misery of the world is increasing day by day. In this world of misery, the planet Earth is soaked in misery. There is so much misery. Now there is no more time. People, how they don't have time to listen to you. And how much you will speak. How many speeches you will deliver. So one is sometimes and another is always. So these are the two types of happiness. And if you don't have happiness, then what to do? From yesterday's evening, Murli? No. You don't have happiness, so what you will do? There's a poverty of happiness in your heart. Yeah. Take from the Father and then distribute. Keep on distributing, keep on distributing. Be a donor of happiness. The more you distribute, the more it comes back to you. This is spiritual economics, spiritual mathematics. Spiritual finance is different. So what could be the type of patience? Always patient and sometimes patient. This is a general classification. Patients are of two types, positive patients and negative patients. Negative patients means you're waiting but you become lazy. We will see, it will come. It will come. Hope is lost, but you are still okay. You have found out ways and means. You have become lethargic. You don't know even what you are waiting for. You know, in English, there is a most famous play, Waiting for Godot. There are two persons in that play standing at the station and they are waiting. In the whole drama, Godot never comes. But the entire discussion is about Godot. That he will come. But who is he? What is he? When he will come? And why they are waiting? That is not discussed. But this is a huge philosophical drama, an extremely famous drama. Rather, they say it is one of the most important dramas in English literature, Waiting for Godot. There is a huge philosophical discussion between the two people who are there, who are waiting. But they don't know who is Godot. And nobody knows, and the book never tells who is Godot. But the name is still there again and again, again. And why they are waiting, for whom they are waiting, when he will come, and what is the purpose of waiting, that's not mentioned. But the play goes on, the discussion goes on. waiting for Godot. So negative waiting, negative patience is like we don't know what are we waiting for. But the waiting is eternal. But the waiting is going on. Positive patience. Positive patience is hopeful. Positive patience is clear and distinct. So vivid. Conspicuous. You can see things as they are. You know that I am waiting for him. In fact, the negative patient is an escape mechanism. You say that I am waiting for God and God will come, but you know inside that he is never going to come because you do not know him. That's negative patience. You have missed the target and you have found out some other ways. That is negative patience. Positive patience, you know. Negative patience has invented temples. Oh, temple is, God is in the temple. Negative patience has invented religions. But you follow this, that, you get God. It appears so beautiful on the surface, but it is flimsy. Entire concept is wishy-washy. Positive patience means real patience. Positive patience means you are waiting and yet you know that things will happen. Negative patience means you become hopeless somewhere within. And negative patience is then is an act of inertia. Here you are active. Positive patience means you have not stopped working. One is that I am waiting, I am not doing anything. This is negative. You become lazy, you become hopeless, or rather you are becoming showy. Here, you are extremely active. You are working hard. It appears, but there is a deep sense of patience within. It is a waiting, but a patient waiting. It's a waiting, but waiting with hope, with interest, with activeness, alert you are. There is no moment of sleep or slumber in this waiting. So Baba says, Dhiraj, have faith. You have begun the journey. The journey is difficult, accepted. In yesterday's Murli, only if you say, Baba just focused only on one word, happiness. Are Brahmins happy? The world is unhappy, accepted. And the unhappiness and the sorrow is increasing. But are Brahmins happy? Baba said, you have got God in the form of father, in the form of teacher, in the form of guru. You have got this inheritance, Varsa. You have got the treasure of gyan that frees you from the bondage and that destroys your unhappiness. You have got the treasure of yoga that gives you the power of all the powers. You have got the third subject of dharana, wherein you have got all the virtues. You have got time, and time is one of the greatest treasures. In this treasure you have got God. He is your father, your teacher and your preceptor. You have got inheritance, you have got this Brahmin family, which is so loving and detached. So Baba is happy to see your happiness. But are we happy? Baba says, I don't like the word sometimes. Remove this word sometimes from your dictionary. This is not the word that exists in the lexicon of God. He doesn't love this word. He loves only one word, always. He doesn't like the word single, he likes the word double. The $1 million question is same. Are we happy? Baba says, I want to see you happy. Children say that, okay, we are happy, but sometime during karma, we are not unhappy. Baba says, remind yourself who you are. You are karma yogis. Yog means your yoga is with God. I am using this body. I am detached. I am loving child of God, Paramatma Pyari, Lardly. I am that beloved child of God. I am doing this work. Whether you are doing or whether you are not doing, whether you are in karma action or inaction, The stage remains the same. You are Karma Yogi. Yoga means your intellect's yoga is with him. You are connected with him all the time. You wake up, you are connected with him. You are taking bath, you are connected with him. You walk, you are connected with him. You move, you are connected with him. You sit in yoga, you are connected with him. You come out. You sit in Murli in classes, you are connected in. You have a lot of classes and Baba also hears the classes, he said yesterday. You eat and you are connected. You drink and you are connected. You speak and you are connected. You do not speak and you are connected. You sit still and you are connected. You do something and in nothingness, in non-doing, you are connected. You sleep and you are connected. You wake up and you are connected. You speak, you come in relationships. You do seva. While talking with Nepal group, Baba said, God is with you. Just keep moving and make others move. Patience, eternal patience. When you know that this is the only path, when you know that this is the only right way, just continue the journey without getting tired, without complaining, without grumbling about things, knowing that you will become successful one day. God is with me. Nothing can be against me. Himmat ki madad. The help of courage will come from God. What He gives you? Help. Help of what? Courage. This path is definitely difficult. That's why. Have that patience. Patience means complete trust. Patience means 100% faith. Patience means fearlessness. Patience means complete confidence. Patience means active inside. And outside, it appears you are not doing anything. A person asks another person, what does your master do the whole day? We don't see him doing anything. He comes in the morning, he gives lecture 1 hour. He goes to his room and gives lecture again in the evening. But what he does the whole day? Is he busy reading books and preparing for the lectures? Does he have a huge stock of library inside his house? What your master does? The fellow disciple says, my master doesn't do anything. He just sits on the chair, that's it. But he must be doing something. He says nothing he does. He just closes his eyes, sitting Buddha. And doesn't do anything, he doesn't read. But when he speaks, it is electrifying. From where that churning comes, from where that power comes, it doesn't come by reading. It comes, sit, witness. Witnessing is the greatest meditation, they say. Sakshi. You don't do anything, you just witness. In yesterday's Murli also, it was not spoken, but whilst talking with Brijmohan Bhai, Baba said, watch this drama as a witness, that's it. You don't have to do anything. Sakshi. Things will happen, you keep yourself safe. Things will happen as they have to happen. You don't have to do anything. Just be a detached observer, Sakshi. Witness. Witness the polarities. Witness. Don't stop doing things. Sit and watch. Sit and watch. Sit and watch your own part. Sit and watch parts of others. Sit and watch this drama. What is going on in this drama? Enjoy. But you can enjoy this drama only when you are detached. The moment you touch, the moment you get involved, the moment you say something, the moment you intervene, the moment you try to intercept, the beauty is lost. Patience is eternal beauty. patience is Satyam, and patience is Shivam, and patience is Sundaram. Om Shanti.